I'm hitting you with the shit.
Getting hit with the shit.
Hello. Are you happy now? See, this is what I'm saying. You stop when all the things happen. I just gotta record things in the background all the time, and then I'll edit that together into a podcast. That could be fun. I just, like, secretly record our conversations all the time.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Episode a favorite if you guys would rather I do that. Just record us in secret all the time and then edit it together into a podcast.
I bet 90% of the things you record me saying is me just playing video games, yelling at the TV, just saying stupid things.
But wait, no, wouldn't that be more fun, maybe? Not for
no
you.
No one wants to hear that.
No, I could make it good. I could meme it up.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be, I don't wanna.
Maybe not specifically to you, but just to life and to things in general.
You're right.
Just record out and about, because I found out that through, like, Twitter and whatnot, that it's not illegal to record people. Like, you can just do it. Like, you can just go out in public and, like, fucking film people and, like, record their voice and stuff. Like, there's no laws against that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I feel like there is to an extent, and, like, also depends where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if it's your property and or, like...
Yeah, if you're on public... Yeah, but, like, if you're in a public space, like, if you're in, like, all those fucking, like... Like, you're just, like, at Walmart or something, and you're, like, take a Snapchat video, like, and it gets, like, it blows up, and, like, suddenly you're in the background of, like, someone's fucking clout video. Like, you know,
so
like,
much clout.
Because it's not illegal to just, like, record in public.
No, that makes sense, but, like,
weird. Anyway, I haven't opened this yet, if you're wondering, you haven't asked, because I wanted to record the crack and see how satisfying it was. The crack of me opening my drink, so we're gonna do that now. I need dead silence. Watch me fuck it up.
That was pretty satisfying.
That was a good one. I'm not gonna pause this recording, although maybe I could. Maybe that would make this whole thing easier to edit if we just have, like, an intro banter segment, and then we get into it. I'm gonna pause this now, figure out how to make an audio loop of that crack. And it'll be our crack. And then we'll be back with some internet crack.
After we crack, we'll be back.
Cracking back. Cracking back with the boys. I see you haven't stopped yet. I was waiting to see if you said anything else.
My plan
isn't working, guys. We're back. How you feeling? You good? You groovy?
Groovy. Let's watch this movie. I'm sorry, that was dumb.
No, that was good. We're gonna watch this moon V.
Nice.
If you know what I mean. Because we are talking about the moon today, people. Question. How many moons does the Earth have?
As far as I know, it just has one.
Well,
natural satellite.
Today we will discover... There are potentially
one moon.
Well, I don't know. I found varying results. There are possibly at least three. But do you want to start from most to scientific or least?
Let's stop real fast and let's go outside and show me two moons.
Okay.
Two new moons. Let's go outside.
You're right.
Let's pause this again. No, I'm kidding.
Also, favorite this podcast if you'd like a video of us mooning our neighbors.
Oh, God. I don't think...
That's how you get the people. You gotta show them your butt.
I don't know, I just think of those little kids across the street. Or the crazy,
oh,
junk man.
He's probably already seen my butt.
I don't know.
There's a window in our bathroom, I don't know.
I hope no one's seen your butt.
Oh. That was, like, not as satisfying as I wanted that to be. You didn't answer my question. Do you want to start from most scientific or least?
Let's start with least.
Of the three articles that I found.
Let's go with least and get into it.
Alright, guess which source. Guess where our least informed article is coming from.
YouTube.
No. The motherland. Wikipedia.
Yes. guess.
So I stumbled upon a Wikipedia article called Claimed Moons of the Earth. So I don't, I'm not even gonna try to propose a definition to that statement. Would you like to propose one? Because I really don't know what to make of that. Claimed moons of the Earth. That doesn't mean they're real, it just means people have invented things.
So yeah, it could either that be float just around like spectators the Earth. Claiming.
Like Isaac Newton has an apple floating around the Earth, that's his moon. Is that the right guy?
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, but,
Yes, okay, thank you.
I'm so, trying to think of, foundation. How that would fucking... I don't know, it could just be, like, other things that are, like, I guess, moon-like in our... That's, like, orbiting our Earth that's not quite the size of the moon, but, like... Right. People can say is the moon, is
yeah, it wouldn't
I
have
would
to
say,
be, like, anything... Like, it has, doesn't like, have claims. To be a geological body to be the moon, I don't think.
It can be someone's ass. Okay.
Yeah. Gonna send.
Give me the facts.
Wikipedia gives us a whole paragraph as a definition.
Just one whole paragraph.
One whole paragraph as a definition. So I'm just gonna start. Claims of existence of other moons of Earth, that is, one or more natural satellites that orbit the Earth. Wow. Earth.
Orbit the Earth.
I think I just had a stroke.
Orbit the Earth. I think so. Hold your arms out.
I can do it. Can I? Wait.
I think you're okay. You're not having a stroke. You're good.
I'm hailing both sides. Wow. Yeah, I'll drink for that too. Okay, that orbit the Earth, comma, other than the Moon, parentheses, Luna, dash, have existed for some time. Just trying to make this as, like, what's here as possible.
Yeah.
Several candidates have been proposed, but none have been confirmed. Since the 19th century, scientists have made genuine searches for more moons, but the possibility has also... Wait, sorry. This is a... They use words weird. The possibility has also been the subject of a number of dubious, non-scientific speculations, as well as a number of likely hoaxes. So that is Wikipedia's definition of claimed moons.
So it's all a hoax, essentially.
Well, no. Well, I don't know. There's several of them. There's a wide list. There's at least two that people have named after themselves. So first we have Petit's moon. This is the first major claim of another moon of Earth. It was made by the French astronomer Frédéric Petit. That was my best. You're not getting another one. The director of the Toulouse, I know that's not how you say that, but Observatoire.
And that's how you say that one.
Toulouse Observatoire.
Yeah.
Frédéric Petit. Petit. In 1846, announced that he had discovered a second moon in an elliptical orbit around the Earth. It was claimed to have also been reported by Lebanon and Dacier at Toulouse, whoever the fuck those are, they are, and by Le Rivière at Artenac Observatory. Le Rivière. Wow, can you tell I'm very French?
I can't tell at all.
But basically this moon has an orbit period of 2 hours and 44 minutes, so... presumably very close to the Earth, with a 3,570 kilometer, 2,220 miles for us United States folks, apogee, which, oh fuck, I gotta remember my astronomy terms now. Apogee is its farthest distance, I would assume, so just based on the information in front of me, and perigee, which is 7.1 miles, is its closest distance to the Earth. So wow, this thing gets this close to the Earth is 7 fucking miles away. That's close. What?
How have I never heard of this before, though? You know,
yeah, right?
I mean, like,
Maybe because his proposed moon became the plot of a science fiction novel. That people stopped taking him seriously. Because someone made it into a science fiction. But I don't know, this is all the information I have on this moon. I should have looked it up more. We'll make that, that'll be a spin-off episode. Petit's moon. The next moon Because that's really close to Earth. Do you have any other comment on that before we move on?
I mean, if it did get that close to the Earth, it obviously hasn't entered our orbit yet.
Which is weird, because that means it's solidly in one.
Right? It said it was, like, going in an ellipses. It could be, like, a comet, it could be, like, a meteorite. It could be something that's, like, kind of smaller.
True.
It doesn't have to be, like, a big-ass fucking thing, but it's something that could be identified. And since it's a natural satellite, I don't know if natural satellites quantify, or, like, random sizes of something, or, like, I don't know what quantifies a moon to be a moon.
Oh, wait.
Other than, I guess, to be a natural satellite, so anything.
So because it was, I read another sentence. I'm swallowing. So because it was fucking 1846 and they didn't have, like, the most elaborate shit, he based this thesis on, perturbations in movements of the actual moon. So just changes in the movement of the actual moon led him to think that there was a second moon affecting our moon, basically. So basically that's probably why this has been disproved. Sorry, I should have read on.
That almost makes me want to say maybe it's our sun having an effect on that, because the sun has an effect on our Earth.
Okay.
So why wouldn't it have an effect on our moon as well?
Dude,
you know,
true,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
you're right.
So, I mean, I could be very wrong about
no,
that.
No,
but
like
that,
like,
would,
yeah, that would,
like, I could see,
like,
natural tendencies.
But
of
something
the moon.
Would have to, I don't know. Or it's
but
just,
there is also the whole spiel of we've never seen the dark side of the
right.
moon, and the dark side of the moon is a fucking alien space station, or the moon's a fucking hologram or some shit.
Okay, but what I want to know is, how do we know that the moon doesn't rotate? How do we know we're always looking at the same side?
Because every time you look at the moon, it looks the exact fucking same, and it's like,
I guess,
tidally
yeah.
locked. It's tidally locked, is what I was always fucking.
But, like, what the fuck? That's just a term that someone made up to
like
define
a,
that one phenomenon, you know?
Well, it's like the way the moon is facing. It's like
yeah.
stuck. It has a
no. I get. I get. I get what
Earth.
It means. I just mean, like, since nothing else does that, like, that's just a thing that someone made up to explain
yeah, I mean,
that
like,
situation.
I think it's just like a certain distance away. Maybe it's like the perfect
yeah,
distance.
Fuck.
Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. It's fucking weird. Like, it orbits the Earth.
I'm gonna Google it right now.
It orbits the Earth, but it doesn't rotate because that side is just like
I'm so in data, fuck.
Fixated
Let's
on like the pole
Wi-Fi
of like water and gravity and like our mass and like
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist.
You kind of are.
I could
this
be
is why
wrong
I keep you
on
around.
A lot of this, but those are just like my thoughts on that, I guess.
Okay, why is the moon tidally locked? I just got a definition. I just want to know why it is. You just explained how. So each. So basically, the Soviets saw, the Russian has seen the backside of the moon in 1959 when they photographed it.
Was it just black?
Fucking probably, I don't know.
See, you have to do it when, like, it's like a new moon, right? Or, like, I guess that just depends, like.
No, yeah, no, you're right, because then the sun would be on the other side, and that's why it's dark to us.
Yeah, but I think it's all, like, even matter of perspective of where you are on the Earth as well.
Fuck,
but it's
probably.
Also, like, our position of the moon. Or, like, our Earth. And
wait.
We rotate, and then the moon, like, goes around us, so. Is the moon always in the same phase everywhere you are in the Earth?
No. Sorry, that's not.
I think to an extent it is. Because we're rotating, the moon's moving slower than we're rotating.
Yeah, that's why phases. Well, yes, because it's. We are blocking the sun, and that's what creates phases of the moon, so yes, it's always the same around the world. But no, I'm gonna guess that's this question that someone Googled. How long until the moon is tidally locked? I want to see the answer to that question.
It is always tidally locked.
Oh, wait. What? Wait, there's an answer? Wait, I'm spiraling.
I'm hoping it's always tidally locked.
No,
not...
apparently it's... Okay, so how long until the moon is tidally locked? In about... 50 billion years, so mark your calendars, the moon will stop moving away from us and settle into a nice, stable orbit. At this point, the moon will take about 47 days to go around the Earth. Currently, it takes a little over 27 days, which is why our months are the way they are, blah, blah, blah. When the new stability is achieved, the Earth and moon will be, tidally locked to each other. So that means that means the Earth will stop rotating. Oh, wait, that's gonna be some shit.
Hold on, is that literally what that is?
Yes, no, because it, no, because it says they're tidally locked to each other.
Oh, so hold on, I mean, they can still,
so
like,
they're
rotate.
Binary, they're a binary system.
I mean, like, it can still, like, rotate. Earth just wouldn't have a single little rotation, it'd be rotating with hopefully it'd be, like, I don't know.
That's what I said, it would become its own little, like, binary system. Why does the moon have to move away from us to happen? Wait, I have so many new questions. How old is the moon? Let's look at this one. This became a radically different episode, but it's still
really
about the moon. I clicked on the wrong one. Answer. The moon is a very old soul. It turns out a new analysis of lunar rocks brought back... Wait, I've touched pieces of the moon. I've been to Kennedy Space Station. I've touched the moon! And it is 4.51 billion years ago, so about basically as old as the Earth is.
Yeah.
4.51 billion years old.
So the Earth's just...
Will the Earth become tidally locked? Wait, this is its different answer to that same question. It will literally tidally lock to the moon in 50 billion years. That's cool.
What does that mean, though?
I'll look into that for a different episode, because we are already 13 minutes in, and we've only gotten a paragraph into this article. unless you want to look up what that... I feel like you're looking up what that means.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I just learned so many new things. Is Venus tidally locked to the sun?
Oh, I have no idea about that.
My sources say no. Why does Earth have a moon? Do we ever see the dark side of the moon?
Okay, hold on. So, this is what...
Oh, it's called synchronous rotation when that happens. It's not tidally locking. So,
hold
the
on.
Earth would still rotate. Never mind.
Okay, so...
So, that's the moon thing.
This is what I found for maybe why tidally locking happens.
Okay.
If the rotation is too slow and the orbit is fast, the...
Oh, fuck. I knew that.
The bulge lags behind as the planet orbits forward, and
yep.
The gravitational pull of the star drags it forward. No matter what, the planet gets a tug until its rotation is exactly the same period of time as its orbit. When that happens, it's tidally locked.
Hmm.
So it's like a
gravitational, I feel like I knew that, yeah.
Like, orbital, kind of like...
Yeah.
Physics kind of thing.
Shit.
Until, like, it becomes even.
Right.
And then it's locked.
And then it's... Okay, fuck. That's kind of cool.
So it's already, like, the moon has already done that with our Earth.
Can we survive without the moon?
Yes, I would say, but it would be in a very different, it'd be very different behaviors, because, like, a lot of animals exhibit different behaviors when the moon's out. It's a whole thing.
Well, this person had a radically different answer, I feel That, yes, what you said is very logical, and I agree with you. I'm not sure where they went.
Just go.
I can't. I'm still pondering. Okay, so without the moon, a day on Earth would only last 6 to 12 hours. There could be more than 1,000 days in a year. That's it. That's the answer. It's because the Earth's rotation slows down over time thanks to the gravel. Okay, so wait, that's what you said. So the Earth's rotation would slow down without the moon. Sorry, I just wanted to be dramatic.
That would make sense, kind of.
6 hours in 1,000 days? I feel like we would adjust for that. What the fuck is this bitch on? I don't know. Your teeth just, like, really clicked into each other in a very violent way. That made me sick.
Sorry. That candy is so
That made
good.
Me sick. Oh my god.
You'll be fine. We're only almost 16 minutes.
I'm like holding my teeth in my mouth now. That hurt me.
I hope everyone heard that. I hope all your teeth are feeling.
Oh my god. Stop my teeth. Stop. Okay, fuck. I'm going back to my article now.
Yes, please.
Waltemath's moon. You heard it, folks. Waltemath. In 1898, Hamburg scientist Dr. Georg Waltemath, announced that he had located a system of tiny moons orbiting the Earth. Aww.
Tiny moons.
Tiny moons! He described one of the proposed moons as being 640,000 miles from the Earth with a diameter of 700... kilometers, I'm not doing that. With a diameter of 430 miles... and a 119-day orbital period. Okay, that's a little more valid. And a 117-day synodic period. He said it did not reflect enough sunlight to be observed without a telescope unless viewed at certain times. Oh, wait, we gotta find this moon. And made... Beautiful. And made several predictions of its next appearance. Oh, so apparently we don't see it. Oh, that would make sense. We only see it when it's close to us. So I'll bet a lot of these things are, like, comet-like objects.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he saw it in 1907. These are pretty old sightings. God.
So what, is basically the moon just like a big like meteor then that got stuck, I guess, tidally locked to Earth? And like, so
no,
like,
well, I guess the moon was created off of the Earth. It's, no, it was an asteroid hit the fucking Earth and created the moon. And like, we just started spinning really fast and broke into two different parts. And that's sort of why the moon is like stuck with us and like the gravity is the way it is, because they used to be like part of the same thing and then a thing came and split them. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, that's, I'm pretty sure that's actually been like proven. That's how the moon has fucking happened. But also maybe not, because there's, like, elements on it that aren't found anywhere else on Earth. So, like, I also don't fucking know. The moon's a hologram. And Dr. Pepper is a woman.
Hell yeah.
Don't sue me. I just like those shirts. That's not my trademark. Disclaimer. Other claims by astrologer Walter Gornald, also known as, guess his nickname, Safariel.
Oh.
It's not going, oh, he confirmed the existence of Walter Math's moon, so we could actually find, we gotta find the second moon. Oh, it's confirmed, the Earth has two fucking moons, guys. We have confirmed a second moon. We are 18 minutes and 48 seconds
have
in. Yes, because someone else confirmed this guy's theory, so that means technically, as long as all you need to make a thesis, like a proof, is one other person to, like, validate it. So technically, yes. That's probably not how that works. Oh wait, there's other been sightings. Okay, so wait. You decide, dude, yeah, again in 1926, the Science Journal confirmed it. And again in the late 1960s.
Damn, so it's not that interesting.
So there's actually another thing out there that's orbiting us.
Huh.
Yeah, right. Modern statuses. Oh. So, in 2006, several small bodies were seen that orbited the Earth, I guess only for that year, in 2007. In 2010, the first known Earth Trojan was discovered. Don't know what that means. Fuck, I'm gonna click on that link, because it didn't explain.
Earth Trojan.
Oh, wait, the Earth Trojan is an asteroid that orbits the Sun in the vicinity of Earth. So, okay, so that's not a moon. Next. Canceled. Oh, I closed the whole article. Fuck. All right. Well, that's the end of our Wikipedia dive. Apparently.
That was probably good.
That's probably good. We're 20 minutes in.
Now we'll see how all of that holds up.
All right. Well, this is our medium brewed article, and this is from India Today. I went around the world for this article, so this came out of India.
I literally traveled to get
a newspaper copy. No, I got... This is a... I'm holding a newspaper right now from fucking India. I'm sweating. I'm really tan. I brought home an elephant. Okay, fuck. Do you not believe that I traveled there for this? I also apparently did this on November 9th of last year. sorry, I'm gonna quote my sources since this is a more credible. This is out of New Delhi, this is India Today. Sorry, I guess this doesn't actually have an author, I lied.
It's just New Delhi.
Yep, just out of New Delhi, India Today. Okay, so they claim that Earth doesn't... their collective unit of India claims that Earth doesn't just have one moon, it has three. Oh fuck. It quotes the article that I'm gonna read to you next, which is our more scientific article, so shit. So I'm just gonna read... I saved this article mostly because it just had a list of facts and I didn't have to read our article, so it just bullet-pointed it for me. Bullet point number one. The presence of dust moons, or Kordaluski clouds, have been inferred by researchers since long before... Unfinished sentence. It just ends there. Since long before. Days.
Did you say
weeks.
Dust moons?
Dust moons.
Dust moons.
So just like little dust clouds that haven't really like condensed yet into rock. Yeah. The first glimpse of these clouds were seen in 1961 by Polish astronomer Kazimierz Skordolewski, after whom the dust clouds were named. The cloud is about 15 by 10 degrees wide in astronomical measurement terms, or equal to 30 by 20 lunar disks in the night sky. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means? What is the size of a lunar disk?
A lunar disk is that... I mean, if anything could be disk-shaped, it just has to be lunar.
Yeah, but it's a unit of measurement. Like that's a, so it's like a specific...
Oh. Yeah.
Lunar disk... You know, I don't know. Fuck.
UFOs.
No, that's not a... This is a UFO. This is a lunar disk.
A lunar disk?
It's a frisbee from the moon.
Yeah, right.
Because the Earth's flat. What?
How the fuck did you not know that?
Thank you. They are spread over a space area that is almost 9 times the width of Earth. Holy shit. So that is about 65,000 by 45,000 miles in actual size. They're made of tiny dust particles that measure only micrometers in size, yet takes up the width of 9 Earths. It's a lot of fucking dust. God, you need to clean up space. It's getting fucking dirty out here in our space. Maybe that's why the Earth is so fucking polluted. God hasn't vacuumed. We're dusty.
Yeah.
We are. We're dusty. What the fuck? That's, yeah.
I mean, technically everything's dust.
So basically they glow very faintly, much like the zodiacal light that we receive from dust scattered between planetary orbits. Zodiacal light. I've never heard that term before. That's fun. They emit extremely faint light. They're difficult to find amidst starlight glow. So basically, they kind of just look like stars. They are always changing. They might be stable in orbit and may have existed for millions of years. The ingredients that make the clouds are always getting swapped for other... What? So I guess the dust particles are, like, always regenerating? Like, fuck, I don't know. Some escape to gravitational pulls from the Earth or Moon, while others come from interplanetary spaces and meteor showers. And then there's some fun diagram. Oh, wait. Maybe this is what a lunar... Wait, no, that's the sun. Fuck. I don't know what this diagram is. Excuse me. It's not a lunar disk.
Whoa.
That's the sun.
Physics!
Physics!
I just have to take a physics class.
That sucks.
Rest in peace to
you. Do you think these dust moons are dangerous, or can they be helpful to us?
Both. All of the above.
They could add much to space exploration efforts when it comes to fuel consumption and safety issues. How? Sometimes satellites need to be parked at the Lagrange points so that the spacecraft can... consumes minimal fuel and can still stay in orbit. Okay, that makes sense. Fuck, I learned about this. If you don't know what Lagrange points are, fuck, I'm not explaining it to you, but just take my word that I know what they are. They're certain nodes that are a certain distance between the Earth and, like, the bodies that it orbits, like the moon and shit, to keep it in orbit, and it's the same thing how comets work. Thank you. Babe nodded, so apparently my definition was accurate.
Honestly, I've never heard of those, so...
Oh, cool. Comment down below if my definition was inaccurate. Alright, and finally, we, the article that no one has been waiting for. National Geographic, Science and Innovation. Hashtag
Whoa.
Starstruck.
National Geographic, that means you know it's real.
Right? That's what I'm saying, the Earth has 3 fucking moons. National Geographic confirmed it.
We'll just see their geographics
from a
national standpoint.
So, fun fact, this article is a 3-minute read. It was published by Andrew Physicus, also in November of last year. Wow, I've done some time traveling today. So apparently this has been a known fact for a while, and I'm just fucking late to every party. Like, everything. Fuck.
2000 and late.
Yep, you're right. That's me. 2019, 2000 and late. The Earth's moon may not be alone. After more than half a century of speculation and controversy, Hungarian astronomers and physicists say that they have finally confirmed the existence of two Earth-orbiting moons, entirely made of dust. Fuck you, at least that other guy found a real comet. These guys just found dust. That other guy in fucking 1800 found a real second moon.
So it's like a collection of dust that takes the shape of a moon?
They basically it's gravitated to a center just enough that it makes like a dense cloud.
And it just...
That sometimes reflects light. Kind of like the rings of Saturn.
It's currently orbiting our Earth constantly?
Apparently.
Or is it like ellipses?
Well, let's find out. I don't know. Let me read.
Cool, read.
The Kordaluski clouds are two of the toughest objects to find. So apparently there's two separate clouds of like these dust objects that make the two separate moons, plus the third one that other guy fucking found in 1800. He still gets all my brownie points. They're as close to the Earth as the moon. They are largely overlooked by researchers. Blah, blah, blah. This is just commentary. According to the new findings, we already read this information, thanks to India Today. Also already read that. Wow, fuck, they just took this whole article. It is very difficult to detect the clouds against the galactic... I also read that.
I mean, they were published around the same year.
So the orbital sweet spots, known as Lagrange points, are where the gravitational pull of two orbiting objects, such as the Earth and the Sun, is balanced out by the centripetal force of their orbit. So what I said, it's the fucking center point of the two objects.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yay. I took astronomy. I know my fucking signs.
I took astronomy, but it was more like a hobby astronomy.
Do you know what your moon sign is?
My moon sign? Looked it up one time, yeah. I don't know.
Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Okay, I just wondered. Mine's an Aries, if you're wondering. And it's also a full moon. I'm a full moon Scorpio rising and full moon fucking Aries. I am a shit show and a half.
I don't know what any of that really stands for or what that means.
But... Someone will appreciate what I just said.
All I know is that I'm a Virgo. And I've looked at all that up once before, and I was like, cool.
It means you're a virgin.
I don't know.
I'm kidding, no.
Yeah, I'm just always...
It means you're shy and lovable.
Yeah, I'm just a virgin.
It's basically because it's National Geographic, this is kind of a boring article. Our solar system is a dusty place, that's what I said.
Can you look up images of it? Can I see?
Yeah, what that looks like? I was hoping National Geographic would provide some for me, because they're our top dogs, but apparently we are...
They're probably government-ran, and they're probably,
Oh, wait, so apparently the particles... The particles themselves do not reside very long, so... Oh, wait, the clouds may have been there since the birth of the Earth's moon system, so never mind, they've been there for just as long as we have. Cosmic tumbleweeds, everyone. Wow, this thing is making me burp. Again, with the Lagrange points, Dude, fuck, this article's kind of boring. Basically, there's moon... Oh, wait, there's pictures of the moon landing, though. Look at this man. Look at this man on the moon with his flag. Looks like a fake
and
fucking photo.
And look at all those different fucking
there's
shadow angles.
Already footprints there. Yeah, you're right. Well, because they have lights on their fucking things. Like, it's dark in space. They have to provide their own light. Like, the sun's probably over here.
You don't think this... Yeah, like, the sun is, like,
providing a lot
of...
you can see it in his mask.
You can just see, boom.
Yeah, it's because the sun's over here. It's shadows. They're all going in the same direction. What are you talking about? They're all going in the same direction.
They're going different.
What do you mean? Which two? That's because of where they're positioned relative to where the sun, the fucking photographer is and where the sun is. Like, that.
Yes,
they're not going to all be the same. They're all the... What do you know they're not? What do you mean? Those are footprints.
Okay, there's a whole slideshow. Just keep going.
Okay, fuck. I'm just saying. That's... I don't get what you're saying.
You're just going to find more fake.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Look at that. That's the surface of the fucking... Yeah, that might be fake. Whatever.
Keep going.
Wait, I want to look at his mask. That's... really gives it away. This one's kind of weird. Like, if you look up
I see.
In the mask, There's like three little dudes in the white suits out there, but then it's like, I don't know if that's a tripod arm that's taking the photo or if it's just a really tall fucking Slenderman black dude shadow.
Yeah, I don't know. Keep going.
Fuck, okay.
Sorry, I tried to debunk the first
look at him falling off his spaceship.
Keep going.
What a duel. Oh, yeah.
That's a cool fucking photo
for America and Earth. I'm on the moon. Wow. This is... I'm gonna post a photo of this later to our gram. Because, yeah, you guys gotta see this photo. This is the best selfie of all fucking time. You guys gotta see it. Follow us on Instagram at @wearefakenudes. Oh, there we are. Spiraling out of control in space. He opened his pod without his helmet on. We just watched that man commit suicide. What the fuck? Okay. Oh, whoa.
That's cool.
There's your moon, okay? It's real. Look at it. There's the sun. There's the moon. Whoa. There's some moon mountains I've never seen before. Holy shit. Look at those boys.
Moon mountains.
It's also, they took these in space when cameras, like, weren't that good yet. And they these are all film photos. Like, there's gonna be dark spots if you don't know how to develop that shit. Like, film. Film. What? Wait. They took a picture of the moon on the moon. Wait. Fuck.
I think they took a picture of the moon while they were on their spacecraft.
They debunked themselves.
Yeah, no. I don't know. That's like some...
That's a moon on a moon.
Pretty fishy evidence, but it may...
Okay, fuck. I'll look up those other clouds now and see if we have pictures of them.
Yeah, I want to see a picture of the cloud.
Fuck, how do I spell that? I just need to copy and paste that from the article because I don't know. Do, 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 do,
I hope you're looking up these pictures too.
Okay, so it's spelled for the viewers at home KORDYLEWSKI clouds. And I'm gonna copy and paste that into my Google search bar now because I'm not you and I don't have to listen to a podcast to know how to fucking spell things. Sorry, that was mean.
Future.
Oh. There's kind of pictures of it. That's kind of cool. Wait, I gotta look at this other guy's moon too. So they just kind of float out there. So they're sort of just like little galaxy clouds.
Oh, cool. They're so clusters.
They're like little galaxy clusters that just float around us. Huh. Wait, that's cool.
And
wait,
they're
doing.
Call them moons?
Wait, no, shh. They're doing the thing that I was talking about. It's called the TARDIS effect, where everything sort of like has a gravitational center and like spirals in the middle, but it's like hollow, and that's actually why the Earth is fucking hollow, because we're a TARDIS. We're not actually hollow, or we're not actually, like, round or flat, or we're kind of hollow in the middle with a gravitational... And that's why, like, magnetic fields happen, because all our energy is, like, circling inwards and, like, the core.
We have, like, a super magnetic core, like...
No, but it's because of this effect, though. That's, like, why everything pulls, like, the magnetic... That doesn't do half of it, because, like, every other planet, like, has that shit. It's TARDIS Earth!
Cool!
Hold on, I'll show you. Wait, maybe that's not what he called it, but that's what he fucking explained it. Wait. Okay, fuck. That's some guy called it that. Kablisia Phenomena. Wait. I've stumbled on a different thing, though. Let's look up this other guy's moons. It was fucking something weird. Hold on, I closed that article too. God damn it. Please hold for technical difficulties.
Please hold for me getting another beer.
Wait, this will take 2 seconds.
My beer will take 2 seconds.
Okay. I'll just talk to the people without you. I'll end the show without you. That was a Wikipedia article, and we are opening that now. It's like fucking something, gestalt water? Walt Math Moons. That was the other guy. WALTEMATH'S. Nice.
Nice.
Ooh. So these are some CGI'd images, but I guess this is the orbit of the thing.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess there's a dark energy moon, also known as the black focus moon. Or, wait, empty focus black moon, sorry, I'm visually dyslexic.
Look at my rising moon, what the hell that crap is. What is a rising moon?
Well, you have to do your whole astrology chart, hold on. I'll find yours.
Represented by the goddess of wheat and agriculture.
Yeah, okay, see you 6th of fucking September.
95.
Do you know what time of day you were born?
I don't. It was either like noon or like, I think it was noon.
Okay. We'll put noon. Birthplace?
Shit.
Okay. Just making sure, I don't know. Because that affects it.
Really?
Yeah. Where you, because like it affects like the position in the sky it is and like your traits and stuff. It's fine. You don't live there now.
I know.
Natal chart report.
Where that is.
Yeah, you found it.
Oh my god.
You are an Aquarius moon.
I'm an Aquarius moon?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Fuck, I gotta scroll down to find out.
What is also, what's my sign?
Virgo.
Okay.
Your sun is like your normal. Your sun is like your astrology sign.
Oh, so what's the rising?
I don't know the rising and shit. I'm not that into it.
Okay, never mind.
Your Mars is a Libra. That means you're like balanced and like rational. So that makes sense. My Mars is a Leo, which means I'm very headstrong.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Headstrong, take you on.
That's no fun. Your Lilith node is a Gemini. It's like your dark energy force, like where you get your like dark powers from, and yours is a Gemini. I'm pretty sure mine's a Scorpio.
What is a Gemini?
I don't know. This website doesn't actually tell me that information, but it's basically just like the same characteristics of like a, so like fucking the twins.
Yeah.
Like literally Ashley and Bailey. Like that's where you get that.
They're
like
my dark side.
Yeah. Like that kind of energy.
That's weird.
Hold on, sorry, it's very in-depth, so I'm still scrolling down to the definitions of what everything reads out to me.
Weird.
Alright, so the sun and Virgo. It is rare to find a clean freak in modern-day Virgos, although the sign of Virgo has evolved with the times. There are some unmistakable traits that remain. They are generally respectable, hardworking, and have a lot of knowledge and know-how. They show love that is natural and a certain purity of the spirit. They are self-sufficient and self-contained, at least on the surface. They are sensitive to their surroundings and tend to embarrass easily. They generally reticent when faced with anything or anyone new. However, once they feel comfortable, they can talk up a storm. Many Virgo sons are not too comfortable in the limelight. Ha! Virgo with Scorpio scent. That's cool. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out what your moon means. This is a long website.
I'm sorry, everyone listening, you should look up yourself.
Okay, wait.
Get to know yourself.
Get to know yourself. Alright, so the moon in Aquarius means that you're observant. They are lifetime students of human nature. They love to analyze why people do what they do.
This is literally so weird, because it's literally...
Isn't it witchy as fuck? Because it's, like, accurate.
It is witchy. It's honestly pretty fucking accurate.
I told you, dude. This shit matters.
You know who I am now.
This shit matters, dude.
But, like, I almost feel like maybe it's worded in a way that, like, anyone can just, like, oh, that is so me.
That's so me. But it's, you like... I mean, I can, like, send this to you, because I'm not reading you out all of it. I'm just giving you surface, like, details, but, like, there's a lot.
Yeah. No, that's, like, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's a little surface taste. They feel that messy emotions are unappealing. They often pride themselves for being cool-headed, detached, and above what they consider more base emotions. Aquarian tend to be humanitarian and show up powerfully to Moon and Aquarius. Kindness and concern for others. I know the list. Oh, wait, sorry. Short description. I guess I could have just scrolled all the way to the bottom. sociable, intelligent, and lucid. Great sociability. Many friends. Modern, original. Potential issues. Eccentric, sharp mood swings.
Whoa. I got a fuse.
Yeah, right. Alright, we're gonna stop this now, because I know the listeners don't fucking care at this point. I'll let him read through this in private now.
Yeah.
Look up your birth charts, because this shit matters. And go find yourself a moon, and name that shit, and add it to Wikipedia.
Yeah, go find your rising moons, and whatever the fuck, on your new moons that we have in our orbit, or dust moons.
And then find our rising moons on Instagram. We'll be posting pictures of our ass later. Bye!